A growing number of protesters have been fasting since October 6th as a fight for policy and curriculum changes at Western Pennsylvania School for the Deaf, which is located in Pittsburgh. Back in November, I spoke with one of the hunger strikers, Swanhilda Lilly. At the time, she and a few others fasted for 23 days. With no response from WPSD, the group changed tactics. They started a chain hunger strike, which is to say that a group of about 40 protesters from around the U.S. signed up to fast in turns as a way to show solidarity. Currently, the group is pushing to engage in an open dialogue with stakeholders from WPSD.
We wanted this letter to start an open dialogue. In the letter, we put a deadline. I can't remember what it was, the third or fourth week of November. So we sent that, and for the first time, WPSD responded. But they refused. They didn't want an open dialogue. They said they would release a statement. I mean, we had no idea that they even got the letter until they publicly disclosed to the Pittsburgh community that they refused our request for an open dialogue. WPSD board wrote that they would work to improve things, that they will add deaf members to the school board, increasing the percentage, that they will incorporate bilingual training, etc. But this doesn't satisfy our list of demands. We want an open dialogue. That discussion is lacking. They keep refusing, and they don't explain why. Why is that so hard? We sent yet another open letter requesting five of our stakeholders, five of theirs. We could fly to a neutral location to be decided, and the National Association for the Deaf could mediate the discussion. We would remunerate the NAD for this. The deadline for responding to the request was December 4th, and WPSD has not responded. Nothing. No response.
At this point, Swanhilda Lilly restarted her continual hunger strike, and she's been fasting for 29 days this time. Another striker, Mateo Bon, is also on his 20th day of fasting.
The hunger strike chain has been continuing. That allows the rest of the protesters to have some respite as people take turns fasting. Our initial letter was refused, and it seems they don't really care about the hunger strike because no one will die from not eating for 3 days using this hunger strike chain. We thought that if they see the extensive list of people involved in the chain hunger strike, they might see it as a serious threat and show we really want to change. That's the reason we feel it's not enough and we needed to go back.
One of the most striking issues about this protest is that the WPSD board is not willing to engage in an open dialogue. According to Swanhilda, they were willing to meet the other demands of greater deaf representation on the board and incorporating bilingual education training in the curriculum. At this point, the group is prioritizing an open dialogue. This request has been refused again and again by the WPSD board.
Really, it doesn't matter who is managing the school, whether they are hearing or deaf, as long as they value the children. If they were willing to have this open dialogue, we could talk about what it would look like to improve. But I don't see that, and they've been so resistant. If they really wanted to see an improvement, they would be willing to have a discussion, because it's healthy. But they resist and they refuse. It's strange, I'll give you that.
I myself tried on several occasions to reach out to WPSD. When I finally talked to the chief operating officer's executive assistant, I was told the office has no comment.
We're going to engage more at the ground level, connect with the community, and educate them. So many of the parents often think that simultaneous communication is ASL because there's signing involved. They don't realize the problem. We want to educate them because they don't realize this and think that they will be fine using SIMCOM. So we're going to try these different strategies now. A problem we've been facing since the beginning is an issue with diversion. WPSD is trying to divert us from our goals. But our goal is very clear. Our list of concerns has always been that there is 84% hearing representation on the board, that there is oppression, and that language has been taken away. They won't answer to these issues and instead look to other areas to show what they do have. They're trying to distract us by diverting us from our goals, but I believe we will succeed.
That was hunger striker Swanhilda Lilly. Sarah Wilder Deshpande provided voiceover for this story. For KBOO News, I'm Sarika Mehta.